Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Holy crap!
There are four more in the back. Should be more than
The normal people among us are still back at... Holy crap!
Eiffel, it's just a...
Just a what? Just a huge pile of napalm?
A preventative measure. We put it together in case we need...
In case we ever need to horrifically murder someone? Do you know what this stuff does?
It adheres to the skin. Releases carbon monoxide and burns at over...
I wasn't asking for a clinical description! I can't believe this! We all agreed that we shouldn't listen to Dr. Kevorkian!
That's not exactly...
And 4 months, the two of you have been going behind our backs and getting your Wile E. Coyote on! And not to go all high school principal on you, Hera, but is there a reason why you didn't share this with the rest of the class?
I didn't know about any of this, actually. This is new to me, too.
What? How can you... Oh, God damn it. Let me guess. Secret room?
Yep.
And it's what? Outside of your sensorizing, Hera?
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you set up those comms before we started this little midnight confab? To loop Hera in?
Precisely.
Okay. In that case, I only have two questions. Number one. How many of these frickin' rooms are there on this station? And number two. How come he always knows about them before the rest of us do?
He's a rat. He's good at finding rat holes, okay? Can we move on?
Fine. Let's move on to why you're not saying anything. Commander? Any comment on these two cooking up a bunch of war crime fuel?
Good.
That's not what I... Any longer comment?
Very good.
You're not helping.
Walk me through your plan again.
Could we not?
We're 28 hours out from the contact event. We need to be gone by the time it starts, which means we'll need a time when Kepler, Jacobi, and Maxwell are all going to be together by themselves on the Hephaestus.
For example, tomorrow at 0900 hours, when they are scheduled to run final tests on the Psywave regulator.
We can place containers of napalm in the hangar bay and use a timed detonator
to... Nope!
Use a timed detonator...
Nope! To make our problems go away!
Thank you, Doctor. We get whatever DNA we need to bypass the biometric locks, disengage whatever parts of the Urania we need free in order to leave, and get the hell out of Dodge before the world turns upside down. Again.
What a great plan, Captain! Art of War of 1812 different ways, you're gonna get us all killed! What if you blast a hole open in the hull?
Chemical quantities have been carefully calibrated. Temperature will not compromise hull.
Well, what if you can't get the Urania to fly?
Its core infrastructure is still in one piece. The engine runs, and I can get anything to fly.
Well, great, Captain. That's swell. How about if we don't want to kill anybody?
This isn't about what we want. We're expendable in the long term. We know that now. If Kepler hasn't killed us already, it's because he thinks he still needs us for something. Probably for whatever is about to happen tomorrow.
Once that's done, we might not be so useful anymore. Clock's ticking. Desperate times.
There's desperate and then there's stupid. Commander, right now, you're very angry. You're angrier than I've ever seen you. And I think that anybody that's that upset is going to make bad calls.
I agree, Lieutenant. This is not a tenable plan.
Well, what else have you got, hmm? What do the two of you have to contribute to the cause? Well?
I don't know, Commander. I don't know how we're gonna get out of this one. But I know you, and...
You don't.
I know you. And you don't want to kill anyone.
I really, really do.
All right. I didn't want it to come to this, but if I have to... Lieutenant Commander Minkowski, under Article 12, Air Force Code of Conduct, Section 9, Subsection B, due to a state of impaired judgment displayed during a time of acute emotional stress, I am formally invoking the transfer of command and relieving you of your duties.
Are you serious?
Dead serious, ma'am.
Eiffel,
that's
this
Lieutenant is... Lieutenant Commander Eiffel to you. Officer.
Okay. You made your point.
Good. Did I get any of those right?
Not a single one.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay.
What on earth just happened?
Oh, don't worry about it. And put away the napalm.
I don't understand.
Yeah, of course you don't. You live amongst the natives, but you don't speak the language.
What does that
mean? It means Eiffel's right. We can't do this. This isn't us.
Yup. Team, what's wrong with handcuffs strikes again?
Then what do you propose we do?
Actually, I think I might have an idea.
Can't sleep?
Nah, thought I'd see if there was something good on TV. Look,
Eiffel,
Commander,
I thought...
Sorry, go. No, please.
Okay. I'm sorry for... I'm sorry for... For everything. I should have told you when I first found out, and how I reacted was... Hilbert was right.
Let's not say crazy things.
No, he was. We have way too much to worry about without me being childish and petty about things that aren't my business. I'm sorry.
They are your business. Look, thank you for the apology. It means a lot, but I should have told you. Maybe not right away, but... I should have told you, or at the very least, I shouldn't have made fun of you for not telling us about your husband.
The thought did cross my mind.
Yeah, I guess we're both kind of not great at this whole sharing thing. I didn't want to be that person. When Cutter got me out of jail, I felt like I was those mistakes, like I was just those mistakes.
You're not.
And then, the longer I didn't say anything, I felt like I was getting farther and farther away from that person, and I... No. I should have told you. I'm sorry.
You have nothing to apologize for. Not to me. Friends?
Sir, yes, sir.
Aww.
Shut up, Hira.
The two of you are adorable.
Shut up, Hira.
Okay. Shut up.
Tomorrow's really gonna happen, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Right. Let's make sure that all of us get through this, okay?
We'll do our best, Eiffel.
Yeah. We'll do our best.
Tempted?
Captain, I was just...
Yes? Just? You think we're going to lose?
I think Eiffel and Minkowski are imbeciles. Whether we are going to win or lose, that I am still debating.
And if everything's so up in the air, maybe you get yourself a safeguard? Maybe you hop in the chair after all?
I am taking a terrible risk. Eiffel's plan
isn't half bad. And you know it. But it's a compromise, and you don't like those. Which got you thinking?
I am always thinking, Isabel.
If you did it, it's not like you'd get to come back, right? It's not like they'd take your brain scan and, I don't know, turn it into an AI or something.
Of course not. They would process my neural pathways and digitally extract whatever is useful. Archive the rest. Most efficient use of resources.
So? What the hell is stopping you?
I'm sorry.
Just get it over with, would you? Because I'm not having you drop any balls tomorrow because you're pining for Dr. Frankenstein's Lazy Boy recliner. If you need to do this thing, then just do it already. Go nuts. But whether or not I finally get off this station all depends on tomorrow, and I'm not gonna have you go weak sister on us just because you're too busy woulda, coulda, shoulda-ing to get your head in the game. Do whatever you have to do, but then be done with it.
Loveless, I...
Nope. No more talking. Time to choose. What's it gonna be, Doc?
Regulator are scheduled to begin in 5 minutes. Colonel Kepler requests that all unessential crew members stay away from the hangar bay until testing is complete. Thank you.
Here we go.
You ready?
Well, I'm not getting any readier.
All the equipment's in place.
Just need to position the targets.
Kepler should take care of that. We just need you guys and Hira to get the ball rolling.
That we can do.
So, I guess this is it. Any last words? All for one and one for all? We few, we happy few? Hakuna Matata?
How about nobody do anything too stupid?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Everybody?
Nobody do anything too stupid.
Commander, Doc, get engineering. Hero will keep you connected as long as she can.
We'll give you the signal once they're off to the races.
Aye, Captain. Watch your backs.
Yeah, you too. Break a leg, Minkowski.
Yeah. Thanks.
Good luck. See you on the other side. All right, then. It's showtime, folks.
How much longer?
We are almost ready, sir. Just doing some final adjustments.
Get it done, double time.
Sir?
Colonel?
The hell are you two doing here?
Well,
and before you answer, remember, you both have very clear instructions on what you should be doing. None of them involve you being in the hangar bay. Therefore, I trust that whatever brings you here is nothing short of a situation of absolutely elephantine proportions. How may I help you?
Well, sir. Dr. Bones said to ipso or facto over here at warp speeds or we'd all be—
You. Same question, better answer.
Hilbert says there's something wrong with the power grid.
He does.
That's all you had to say. Yes, sir. Hilbert has been monitoring the station's energy expenditure. Apparently this section of the
all
Hephaestus
right.
is several gigajoules
so
above the
idea.
Recommended levels for—
Stop me if you've heard this one before. So as far as openings for civil uprisings, we've got tomorrow, which really means—
Tomorrow morning's equipment test.
Bingo. Whatever the mystery machine does, Kepler and the terrible trio are hell-bent on getting it running before ET phones home, which makes their calibration test tomorrow morning—
The perfect chance to do a bit of dividing and conquering.
Ding, 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 we have a winner.
Get to the point.
The point is that there's something wrong with the power grid. Sir.
Jacoby.
Everyone's gonna be tense.
There's nothing wrong with the power grid.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Distracted.
I installed all the modifications, and I checked them. And I double-checked them. And then I ran the entire system through a triple check 24 hours ago.
Chances are they might not notice some last-second alterations.
If it's—
It's fine.
But if it's—
It is, I'm sure. Sir, don't worry. Everything is going to be—
All right. So, what went wrong?
I'm not sure, sir. The electrical intake should have—
Oh, I didn't mean with the machine. I meant with that bag of cobwebs that you call a brain, you evolutionary backstep.
Sir, I made a mistake. I take full responsibility, but if I could just speak for a moment without the blunt force trauma face—
Oh, this isn't the blunt force trauma face. This is the blunt force trauma face.
I see your point. But sir, we can fix this. It's just gonna take a moment.
What about Maxwell?
I've got an idea.
Let's see what the person behind door number two has to say, shall we? Doctor, can you tell me what is wrong with our priority one equipment?
Yes, sir. Just going to take—
Tell me in the next 20 seconds and you get Jacoby's job, Jacoby's room, and a lovely set of steak knives. Although you have to dig those out of Mr. Jacoby's incompetent corpse.
It looks like the problem was the power grid.
No,
the power grid that Mr. Jacoby just personally assured me—
Sir, I spent hours checking everything with that grid. It was fine.
Does everything look fine, you jelly brain piece of—
Sir, Hira and I can run a diagnostic in just a moment.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. We can handle that remotely.
Hira, you remember the big red cable?
Oh. Oh. Yes, that could work. Processing diagnostic request on tech panel. Please wait. 40%. 60%.
Wait, what's the big red cable do?
Temporary interruption of AI neurological functioning at the base processing level.
Translation?
Forced crash, triggered from the engineering session.
We wait for the right moment and...
Processing. 80%. 90%.
Guys? I think Hira just went...
Eiffel? When I want to hear from the IQ elimination department, I'll give you a buzz. Until then, shut the hell up! Maxwell, best excuse of your sad little existence, go.
If I may, sir...
You said this was under control.
I said I would try, but a mind isn't something that I...
Yes, it is, and you know that.
Colonel,
sir,
you can't
I feel like there's more going on here.
Quiet!
Adjustment.
Here is what is going to happen.
First, he'll send Maxwell to the bridge.
Doctor, get to the bridge, get this AI running, get it stable.
Yes, sir.
Then he'll send Jacoby to the tech wing so that he can figure out what's wrong with the power grid.
Jacoby, double time it over to the tech wing. Figure out what the hell went wrong with your system, get it running again. Let me make this abundantly clear. We are on the eve of the most important night of our tiny, insignificant lives. If we miss the opportunity because of your technical difficulties, it would be very sad. So fix this, or I will kill you! Go!
Yes, sir. So who do we take out? Kepler?
No. Kepler's a tactician, not a frontline soldier. Jacoby's a loose cannon, but even he's not packing H-bombs everywhere he goes. The real problem...
No.
Yes. The real problem is Maxwell. We can't have her turning you against us, or this mutiny's over before it even starts.
She won't do that. Dr. Maxwell understands better than anyone how much of a violation that would be. She would hate herself.
That is exactly what she wants you to think.
Hira, I don't think anyone can argue that Maxwell has shown herself to have good intentions. But Eiffel has a point. She can change your programming. As long as she's around, there's a gun to your head. We promise. Okay, so we go after Maxwell first.
Maxwell and Jacoby at the same time.
Isn't that a bit...
No, it isn't. You haven't seen what he can do. Hira's right. Two teams. We'll take them out at the same time. Then we'll deal with Kepler.
Okay, so we find them, corner them, and then what?
There is always the
name. No!
How many times do we have to tell you? You can't solve your problems by just... Oh. Oh.
What?
Well, we're not gonna solve this problem by blowing it up, but maybe we can solve it by... Do we still have any of that knockout gas?
Actually...
No.
There's still two canisters of halothane gas wired to...
No. Without Hira online, we cannot control the release from a distance. We would have to activate them via short-range remote.
Not necessarily a deal-breaker. We can give each team one canister and one remote. Set one in the bridge.
Set.
Another one in the tech wing.
Set.
It's a plan. Hilbert and I will wait in the tech wing and neutralize Jacoby. Loveless, you and Eiffel will go after Maxwell.
And where do the two of you think you're going? I don't recall giving you leave to go anywhere. Is there something I'm keeping you from?
No.
Please tell Dr. Hilbert that I appreciate him keeping an eye on the station systems, and that he should let me know if anything else looks amiss. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Good. Dismissed.
Yes, sir.
That was too close.
Yep.
And at the end there, he was kind of... You don't think he suspects anything, right?
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Oh, love hanging with you, Captain. Team Science Eagle?
This is Team Awesome. Thank you for your lovely diversion. Targets are on the move. Phase two is a go.
Copy that, Team... Team Awesome. En route to the tech wing now. Over and out.
So far, so good.
Yeah. So far. Come on.
Okay, just one more moment and...
Maxwell is on the other side of that wall. Maxwell has... ears. Keep your goddamn voice down. Got it?
Call it...
Ugh. I think I've got the overhead cam for the bridge.
Good. Gas canister's in that console. We should wait till she gets closer.
And then?
I hit the remote. The gas goes off. Pop goes the weasel.
Coast is clear. Looks like we beat Jacoby.
Good. Gas canister is behind that control column. We should find the vantage point from which we can monitor the proceedings. Okay, how about now?
No. Let her get a bit closer.
Okay. How about now?
Wait for it.
Captain.
Just a little bit.
Oh, God damn it.
You have got to be kidding me. Stupid piece of...
No gas.
No gas. Oh, fine. On to Plan B.
Plan B? What's Plan B?
We sneak up on Maxwell and hit her with this wrench. More than one way to pop a weasel.
Oh, God. Hera's gonna kill us.
What is taking him so long?
Commander, I am glad that I have you alone for a moment.
Hilbert, you really think this is the best time?
Yes, this is important. Eiffel's plan has come together so far, But if the next phase doesn't...
What makes you think that it would...
Because it is a plan. It is on this station, and it is from Eiffel. Mathematical probability says that we have to talk about what may happen next.
What are you saying?
Hira, I know that you need time, but this is so not the day for this. If you don't... to the central processor that may help avoid it.
Hello? Hello? Is anybody there?
Okay. Let's just get this done.
What I am saying is that we are facing an opponent that is not going to hesitate to kill us. We cannot afford to give them any advantage.
Hilbert, stop. This is wrong.
No. You need to hear this. It is a likely possibility that the only way off of this station
no,
is...
No, I mean this. Something is wrong. He should be here by now. If Jacoby's not here, then where the hell is he?
Hold on, Hira. I'm almost done. Just... one more.
Ah!
Well, well, well. What have we got here?
Jacob, Eiffel, Captain, what are you doing here?
Well...
Oh, it looks like they were very quietly approaching you, Maxwell. From behind.
Oh.
With a very heavy wrench.
Oh, that's just... It's just...
Aren't you supposed to be somewhere, Jacoby?
You know, it's funny. Lots of things that aren't supposed to be here are turning up in the bridge today. Me. You. This armed canister of halothane gas. Good thing I found this, or... things might have gotten a bit ugly. Neither of you would... happen to know how this wound up here, would you?
Who? Us? Well, you see... the thing about knockout gas
Eiffel,
is...
shut up. All right, we're here. What are you going to do about it?
Me? Oh, I'm not going to do anything, Captain. But Maxwell... I think that Maxwell's gonna sneak up behind you and hit you with a very heavy wrench. Night-night.
I don't suppose there's any chance we could talk about this over a night!
You all right?
Yeah. You?
Fine. Well, looks like we're doing this. I wasn't sure they were going to have it in them.
Kepler was right. They were getting jumpy about the contact event.
Oh, well. It's not like any of them were going to make it back to Earth anyway. Let's just get these two back to the Colonel.
Hang on. Let me just... Hira, I just want you to know that I'm sorry in advance, okay?
Sorry for... Oh, what happened while I was... Ah! What the hell are you...
No, shh. Don't struggle. It's only going to make this harder. If it makes you feel better, by the time I'm done, you're not going to remember any of this. Okay. Hera, run a security lockdown protocol throughout the station.
Yes, Dr. Maxwell.
And please pinpoint the location of Lieutenant Minkowski and Dr. Hilbert, if you would be so kind.
Yes, Dr. Maxwell.
You good?
Yep, I'm done.
Great. Let's go be monsters.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hera was played by Michaela Swee. The role of Lovelace was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. And the role of Maxwell was played by Michelle Agresti. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to formally invoke the transfer of command and relieve us of our duties? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This season on Civilized. Or not, it's improvised, so you don't know.
Barty, please, no!
It has to be done for the good of the children.
Captain, is it Beatrix or Beatrice? I'm so confused.
I'll tell you who it is. It's your mother.
I have summited the mountain, and I declare this land for my own.
Barty, get down from the roof!
Every time.
I can't believe we made it into space, Beatrice!
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, Al. Wait, which version are you?
Which version are you?
So you're saying we've been on Earth the whole time?
Yeah, man, it's like just a simulation.
Actually, we've been dead the whole time.
Actually, this is Lost.
Actually, I'm lost.
We only have 5 seconds to defuse this bomb.
When you started saying that, or at the end of saying that?
Sound of explosion.
So join us on Civilized Season 5 for this stuff that might happen, but probably a lot of it won't. Regardless, we're back with your favorite characters doing zany things in space, and we couldn't be more pumped. We'll see you soon, listeners.
Civilized Season 5 begins May 31st, 2023. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts or visit civilizedpod.com.
That got weird.
Because usually they're pretty normal.
Yeah.